I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A desert locust infestation began spreading throughout the Horn of Africa last fall, affecting 8 countries. And today, new swarms are starting to form in Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia, raising the crisis level even higher. Compassion International provided immediate help in Jesus' name. Compassion's Giram Getachew explains.
Parents were left for the coming 6 months without this food support. But Compassion, thankfully and gratefully to its sponsors, we have made an intervention that will even sustain them for 3 months.
COVID-19 also presents a new challenge. Infection rates are low so far, and officials want to keep it that way. But it comes at a cost. Lockdown measures hinder efforts to help those most in need. Find ways to pray into the situation at missionnews.org. And in Indonesia, families of patients are expected to provide food, bedding, and even medication for their loved ones in the hospital. The last thing those families want to worry about is where they'll be sleeping at night. That's where Mission Aviation Fellowship steps in with their hospital house. Just ask pilot's wife, Catherine Bugart.
This project was begun by the program manager back in 2013 to provide a place for families to stay when they come to Tarakan if they don't already have family here or other places to stay. Let's see, the hospital house has 5 bedrooms, and sometimes we even have an extra family there in one of the open areas on the floor.
The hospital house was so successful that MAF is implementing similar projects in South Africa. Read more about this project and the people behind it at our website. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support M&N tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.